Obviously, as I just told the football team in there, one thing I'm proud of them about is we fight. You know, I've been saying this now for weeks. Our guys fight extremely hard. We don't always do everything perfectly, but we work at it. And gave us a chance, thought we had a chance. Obviously, that was a big call in the game there at the end. But there was also some other plays in the game, too. I'm not going to just put it on one play. There was, you know, obviously five or six game plays a game decides if you have a chance to win or not. I thought our quarterback, the young guy, came back and battled hard and did some good things. Just like every week, there's going to be some things to address and get better at, but to not turn the ball over and do a good job of leading the team. You know, we had some penalties early in the game that all of a sudden didn't give us a chance to be as efficient as we need to be in the scoring zone. Missed the field goal early and did some things that way. So, but when you lose your quarterback for a second, for a couple series or whatever that was, and then you lose your punter, you know, just our guys, just the fact that they come back. Because as I told our team, I've seen teams like this in this situation where you're losing like we have, they check out, not these guys. So I'm proud of them for that, and they will keep fighting. We got a big game this week. San Diego, we got a lot of work to do, and that's what we're going to do. They said that his helmet hit the offensive player's head. I didn't see that. I thought the shoulder hit the guy in the chest. You know, it's just natural. That's going to, you know, the torque of the head and those things could have brought the offensive player's helmet down on our defensive player. So I just think you got it. That's football to me. I mean, he didn't target the guy's head. And I mean, I just think that's a huge call in the game. You got to get that one right. You know, and even to me, if you go back and look at the replay, it's just too big of a play in the game.
So you thought Jabril did the right thing?
I did, and I stand behind him wholeheartedly. I thought he hit the guy, you know, on the side, and obviously the head's going to be part of it, but he hit him below the shoulder pad, and I think his helmet just kind of brazed the guy's face mask. Big play.
Somebody was very upset in there. What was that all about?
No, nobody was very upset. No, that wasn't what that was.
Okay,
just so we know, no, that wasn't what that was. That was about a guy that's leading this team and telling this team, let's keep fighting. You know, it wasn't, yeah, please don't take it that way. Yeah, nobody was upset. If anything, you hear the emotion and passion about this group that they keep fighting and wanting to get this right and how important it is, because we put a lot into this every week, coaches and players alike, our whole organization, every week, you know, we're out here grinding, trying to win, and we don't get it done. He did. He was clear-headed, you know, when he came back after being checked. He's ready to go. He kept telling me, Coach, let me run, you know. I wish he would run sometimes. I told him that. But, no, he did some good things. You know, I think any time I can walk from the game and feel good about where the ball was going and ball placement and those things, I thought he played better. You know, again, can he play at a whole – I still think there's another level for him. We got to get him there over these next 5 weeks. But I thought he played better. I mean, obviously, it's unfortunate. You know, Corey knows. He got to make that play. And it's so important because that changes the game, you know. And we just got to keep working at it. You know, we had a huge third down, third and one. You know, we got a really good play on, and, you know, we have max protection. They beat us, you know, so that was disappointing. But outside of that, this football team will continue to fight. They'll continue to work.
What about that taunting call early in the game?
Yeah, me too. I asked the official. He said there was a lot of jawing going back and forth, and it was more us than them. And we can't do stuff like that. I mean, it just I have not had those kind of things happen. So we'll get those things corrected quickly.
Were you surprised the hell with the Bengals ran the ball?
Yes, I was. You know, and again, that's something that, you know, we've done a good job thus far of stopping the run. So today was a good day for them and not a great day for us.
Before the game, CBS caught you calling A.J. McCarron over to meet Jimmy Haslam.
You're going to laugh. That was good. I'm glad somebody mentioned that. We was over there honestly talking about Auburn, Alabama, the Iron Bowl. Because the last time he played in that game, I think that was the last time Auburn had won the game. So, honestly, we were talking about the Iron Bowl game more so than anything. So, again, I think people make too much of that, you know, because of all the things that went on with the trade. And to me, that was the thing. You break the ice. I think you could put a name with a face now and go from there. But we talked about the Iron Bowl game because the last time, that was the one game he didn't hold the field goal in the game and they lost. That was the last time they won the game. So that's what that was.
Why did they have to check Deshaun for the concussion? Was there a big hit? Did they see something?
No, I think there was a play where he went down. I think he got sacked and he got hit in the head. And honestly, he let our people know that something wasn't right, you know, which I think was really important. Again, player safety is first and foremost, and so they went, did the right protocol, made sure he was okay, and we kind of went from there.
His head got slammed in turf another time after that. Did you notice anything else about him, or was he totally fine?
No, he was totally fine, yeah.
How frustrating is it you were able to move the ball, but when you got down close, you couldn't get the touchdown?
Yeah. Then penalties, you know, all of a sudden you're down there, and here come penalties, you back up. We're just not – good enough yet to overcome those things, you know, and that's just kind of where we are. We got to continue to get better that way. And then, you know, we had a chance to make a play in the end zone on a catch and those type of things. It's tough when we get down there, you know, that area of the field becomes, it gets shrink. So you got to make some special plays, and we're not on top of that just yet like we need to be, but we're going to keep working at it. I do know that. I don't have any hair right now. So, yeah, I mean, you got to make those plays. You know, it's players making plays in games, as you guys know, to win these games. And we just this year haven't made enough of them, you know. And sometimes we get the opportunity. Sometimes we don't get any of the opportunities. And we have some opportunities today, and so we just got to make them.
Do you think sometimes that because of the situation you guys are in, you don't get a call?
You know, Mary Kay, yeah, that could be true. You know, I don't want to believe that, but I think sometimes when it's like it is, you know, we don't get those, the favorable things. You know, we haven't had one of those go our way this year. So I hope when we are winning, which we will here someday, you know, that we get all the calls. I mean, there's a bunch of people that owe us some stuff when the time comes.
Given the NFL emphasis on big taking away hits on defenses, guys.
Yes. I do. I understand it, but I think you got to get it right because I think, like you said, we're trying to coach it to where we're not putting anybody in harm's way. There's going to be a collision just naturally. You know, you got a full-speed guy going to break up a play, and I think if the player does it right, then I think it's incumbent upon all to get it right. And I think Jabril did just what we asked him to do, the way we coach him. And so, again, we'll look at it again. You know, in real time, it looked like it's a call that shouldn't be made. We'll watch the tape, and if it is, then it is, and I respect it.
Have you seen every player too?
I seen it, you know, up top, and I thought it was – I mean, I thought it was a really good hit. You know, I didn't think it warrant, you know, the personal foul, but they did. So that's the call.
The top of his helmet kind of hits the player right here.
Yeah, but it's after. You know, that's what I'm saying. The hit happens. You can't – that's what I'm saying. The torque sometimes is going to – you're going to have a little bit of that. You know, and obviously we want none of it, but it happened, so they called it.